Chapter 10. The Woman on the Road. One Saturday evening in October, Bathsheba was driving her carriage up the hill between Casterbridge and Wetherbury. Troy was walking beside her.
"I'm going to the horse races on Monday," he said.
"Oh, please don't go there again, Frank," said Bathsheba. "You've lost so much money already. If you keep taking my money like this, we'll have to leave the farm."
Just then, a woman appeared on the top of the hill. As she came towards them, Bathsheba saw that she looked very sad and poor. Troy had just started to climb up onto the carriage. As she passed behind him, the woman said,
"Please, can you tell me what time Casterbridge Union closes tonight?"
Troy looked shocked, but he did not turn around.
"I don't know," he said slowly.
When she heard his voice, the woman fell to the ground.
"Oh, poor woman," said Bathsheba,
and she began climbing down from the carriage.
"Don't get down," said Troy. "I'll help her. Take the carriage to the top of the hill and I'll come after you."
As soon as Bathsheba had gone, Troy lifted the woman up gently and whispered to her,
"What are you doing here, Fanny? Why didn't you write to me?" "I was afraid," she replied.
"Here," said Troy, giving her some money. "Take this and go to Casterbridge Union. Stay there tonight and tomorrow. On Monday morning at 10 o'clock, meet me on the bridge outside the town. I'll bring you more money and I'll find you somewhere to live. Goodbye till then."
He went back to Bathsheba, who was waiting at the top of the hill.
"Do you know that woman?" asked Bathsheba.
"Yes," Troy replied.
"What's her name?" asked Bathsheba.
"I don't know," he said.
Fanny continued walking slowly down the hill. She was very tired and soon sat down under a tree to rest. She slept, and when she woke again, it was after midnight. She could see the lights of Casterbridge far away.
"I must get there," she said to herself. "He told me to meet him there the day after tomorrow."
Fanny walked slowly. She was so tired that she often fell and lay in the road. But she always got up again.
"It's less than a mile now," she said to herself.
Suddenly, she felt something soft and warm touching her hand. She opened her eyes again and saw a large dog standing quietly before her.
"Maybe this dog can help me," she thought.
She pointed towards Casterbridge, and the dog started walking towards it. But when he saw that Fanny had not moved, he stopped and came back. She pulled herself up and put her arms on his shoulders. The dog moved forward slowly, and Fanny moved too, with very small steps. After a long time, they reached Casterbridge. It was now nearly 6 o'clock in the morning. At last they came to a large stone building. There was a gate with a bell in one of the walls. Fanny reached up and pulled the bell, then fell to the ground. A man came and opened the door, carrying a lamp. He saw Fanny, then went inside again and came back with two women. They lifted Fanny and carried her into the building.
"There's a dog outside," said Fanny. "Where did he go?"
"I threw stones at him and he went away," said the man.
The next evening, which was Sunday, Troy suddenly said,
Bathsheba, can you give me £20?
Oh, Frank, please don't go to the races again, said Bathsheba sadly. Stay at home with me.
I don't want it for the races, said Troy.
So why do you want it? Asked Bathsheba.
Troy did not answer, and at last she said,
All right, I'll give you £20.
Thank you, said Troy. I'll leave before breakfast.
You've changed so much, Frank, said Bathsheba. You used to want to spend time with me.
Troy looked at his watch. Then he opened the back of the watch case and Bathsheba saw a piece of hair inside.
Whose hair is that? She asked.
Troy closed the watch quickly. It's yours, of course, he said.
No, said Bathsheba. That hair is yellow, and mine is black. Now, please tell me whose hair is it?
All right, said Troy. It belongs to a young woman who I was going to marry before I met you.
Oh, said Bathsheba. What's her name?
I can't tell you, said Troy.
Is she pretty?
Yes, said Troy.
How can she be pretty? Asked Bathsheba. Her hair is a terrible colour.
It's beautiful hair, said Troy. Don't be so jealous.
Bathsheba began to cry.
I love you so much, but you don't care about me. You like that woman with the pretty hair better than you like me. Please burn it, Frank.
Troy did not reply. So then Bathsheba said,
Does it belong to that woman we met on the road?
Yes, said Troy. Are you happy now?
He got up and left the room. The next morning, Bathsheba got up early and rode around the farm. When she came in for breakfast, Troy had already left. Bathsheba went to the gate and looked down the road. She saw Boldwood in conversation with Gabriel Oak. Just then, one of Bathsheba's men, Joseph Poorgrass, passed along the road with a wagon of apples. The two men called him over and spoke to him. Then Joseph came up to Bathsheba.
What's going on, Joseph? She asked.
Fanny Robin is dead, ma'am, he replied. She died in Casterbridge Union yesterday evening.
That's very sad, said Bathsheba. Why did she die?
I don't know, ma'am, said Joseph, but I think she was very ill.
Fanny was my uncle's servant, said Bathsheba, and I only knew her for a short time, but she belonged to our farm. Go and collect her body this afternoon. We'll bring her back here and bury her. Take the new wagon and put lots of flowers on it. How long was she in the union?
Only 1 or 2 days, replied Joseph. She arrived there on Sunday morning and died in the evening.
She walked there all the way from Melchester, where the barracks is.
Bathsheba's face became very white.
Did she pass along the Wetherbury Road? She asked.
Yes, she passed along it on Saturday evening, said Joseph.
He left to get the wagon, and Bathsheba went inside the house. Later that afternoon, she talked to Liddy.
What colour was Fanny Robin's hair? She asked. I can't remember. It was a beautiful colour, like gold, replied Liddy. Her boyfriend was a soldier, wasn't he? Asked Bathsheba. Yes, said Liddy. He was in the same regiment as Mr. Troy.
Mr. Troy said he liked him very much.
Stop talking now, Liddy, said Bathsheba angrily.